Roger, I'm sorry. I'm sure you're very disappointed, of course, because nobody goes to Leeds, but losing against Stan, which is your friend and partner in our Davis Cup team, that maybe gives you some for the thought, and you played a great tournament, so maybe it's not so bad.
Exactly. We make it sound so bad, and at the end it's actually not so bad.
Right,
So I start from not so bad to a bit frustrated, you know, that maybe you don't win it. But no, like you said, I think it's one of those finals that I could have won, but Stan, you know, was tougher at the end, and I think deserved it, you know, just a little bit more. Clearly, it would have been nice to win that second set tiebreaker. I didn't necessarily play a bad one, but also at the same time, I didn't quite ever get into the lead where things, you know, went my way. And of course, I'm very happy for Stan. You know, it's a huge win for him after winning his first Grand Slam this year, also to win his first Masters 1000. To take the opportunities, you know, when they're there, that's key in a tennis player's career. So I'm very happy for him.
Is it more difficult to play with the same usual intensity against a friend with whom you have played in practicing in the morning? Did you feel something was missing today in your will to come back? And also, how do you explain that in the last 8 serves of Wawrinka you made only 6 points?
I think he served better, and he definitely found his range. You know, as the match went on, he started to feel more and more comfortable, and I struggled to put him under pressure, you know, enough. So I think it was a bit of both players, you know, him raising his game and me maybe going down a notch. But, you know, I think... what was the question in the beginning?
The fact that you know each other, intensity.
Not necessarily. I just think it's a big match, regardless of the opponent, because it's a finals. So playing Stan just adds to the excitement in some ways. The thing is, it's just that you really know the patterns well of the other player. I mean, I know patterns well when I play Novak or Rafa or Murray, for that matter. Of course, they can surprise you to a degree, but it's more surprising when you play somebody for the first time. With Stan, we've practiced so much together and played each other also quite a lot, so I really know his patterns, he knows mine, so very rarely can we really, like on match point, hit a clean winner, you know, like that. Okay, he chased the line and it worked for him, but so many points end in, you know, just overpowering, you know, or outmaneuvering your opponent, just because we know the pattern so well. So that's, I think, the biggest change I felt in a match today against somebody I know so well.
John, can you explain how you think the third set got away from you? Do you think your level dropped, or was it more stand, more aggressive? Was there any...
A bit of both. I think I didn't serve quite so well early on in the third set, and like I said, I really thought he found his range and got, I started to hit bigger, deeper, and he didn't miss that many, you know, second serve returns anymore. He gave me a couple of cheap points in the first couple of sets, which he later on didn't really give me anymore. So it made it tougher for me, and maybe got into some bad starts to my service games, which then allowed him to sort of open up a bit. And I think clearly was relieved as well, winning that second set, which then gave him that extra belief and extra maybe looseness to his shots, which he might was missing a little bit midway through the second, which is normal because he was under pressure trying to stay in the match.